set my alarm clock for 6 in the morning. But I jump out of bed about 10 till 4. I didn't get to sleep till 3 a.m. Thinking about gobblers and big ripe hens. Conditions are right. It's turkey time.
Yeah, boys and girls, it's turkey time. Your handsome and yet humble host, Ray I, KFNS 590 The Fan, Midwest Outdoor Studios, coming from the bunker in an undisclosed location. Youth season. Wow, we're having a great Saturday morning here, and it's just getting better. We've got a guest we're going to run out and grab. My good friend Billy Yargis with Flambeau Decoys, and I was telling Matt, I feel a little bad calling Billy. He's out with his grandson turkey hunting this morning, and I should have known better. By 7:30, they already got a bird down. Good morning, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Great. Hey, congratulations on that bird with that boy. That's awesome.
Thank you. That's his first one. He's 10 years old, and it was an awesome hunt.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, we got in yesterday morning. I scouted these birds out, and we come in this morning. Set up a double bull right out in the middle of the field and started calling. The trees were full of hens, and the gobbler stood underneath those hens for probably an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Wow. After they flew down, waiting on those hens, and I got pretty aggressive with the hens, and they started flying out of the trees for about 100, 150 yards and flew all the way out here to our setup, and it wasn't 5 minutes, and those two big gobblers come stepping out of the woods and walk right up there to us.
Oh, that's awesome. That is just a great story. Thank you for sharing that with us and our listeners this morning, Billy. And I was laughing when Matt told me. I said, you know, I'm having Billy Yargis on the show with us. I should have known he'd already have that boy a turkey this morning. There was no reason to be worrying about this. That's so cool. I'm getting lots of neat messages in. Got one here from Joel Shipman in Kirksville. He said they're blowing it out, and he says, I'm making their ears bleed. And I got another one from a little gal named Melissa I hunted with before, and she says she's having fun hunting. She misses her Uncle Ray and wishes I was there because we'd already went and had breakfast. How cool is that?
For now, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Billy, this is great news. And how, your grandson's 10 years old?
Yes, sir. He's 10 years old. He's his first turkey hunt ever, and he's pretty excited. I said, do you get nervous? He had to shoot twice. The first one, he kind of stunned him. The bird was hit a little bit, and that second one, he pounded him.
Yeah. I mean, what's your grandson's name?
Kevin Michael Bays.
Kevin Michael. Can we talk to Kevin real quick?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Kevin,
hello, Kevin. Good morning.
Hold it up tight. Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on your turkey.
Yep.
Is it fun hunting with Grandpa?
Yep.
Yep. You're a man of few words.
Yeah.
Is that Grandpa said that's your first turkey. Is that pretty exciting?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, congratulations again, and I'm glad you got a turkey, and thanks for being on our radio show, okay?
Good.
Okay, let me talk to Grandpa.
We're back.
Yeah, a boy, a few words.
Yeah. When I was 10, I was the same way. I couldn't talk, not out in public especially.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. That was awesome. Well, we got you on. This is more important than any product thing, but we do need to talk real quickly about a few products from Flambeau is why we got you on. And I want you to tell us about a couple of the hen decoys, if you could.
Yeah, we've got the Shady Baby, and I tell you what, it's an awesome decoy. It's you know, it's realistic looking. Those hens today, when they come flying out of the trees, they fly right down and come right up towards the decoys. And a lot of times I use a King Strut. I love that King Strut. It's a foam decoy. You can fold it down and put it right back in your vest. You pull it out, pop it open, and stick it out there. I mean, the gobblers, that's where they'll go to every time they walk out there and see that gobbler decoy. They go right to the head of him, and it helps really when you're hunting with kids. It really helps with them to get them a good clean shot at about 10 yards, and they're really focused on that decoy that way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And they got lots of turkey toys there at Flambeau as well. What kind of call was you running this morning? Wasn't the Billy Yargis special, was it?
Oh, sure. It's a cut and touch, I call it.
I got a full line of calls. Why don't you just run us through a couple of calls and stuff that they offer for hunters?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of different box calls. That beak breaker, we got a brand new beak breaker box call, and I tell you, that's a That is an awesome, awesome box call that we just come out with this year. Okay. Very realistic. Sounds like that old hen. A lot of times you need to sound like that old hen, and that beak breaker, I mean, it does a trick. Although I didn't run it this morning, I just run my mouth calls. I definitely use that, especially locating birds later in the morning and things like that.
Yeah.
But when that mouth call won't work, don't think I don't pull out a box call and start stroking on him.
yeah, man, I always carry a box call. Got to have them box calls. Oh, so cool. Billy, this is a great report. I don't want you got time with your grandson this morning, and it's a beautiful morning, a great day to be alive out there in the Missouri woods. It doesn't get much better than this, does it, brother?
No. This anytime you take anybody for the first turkey is an awesome experience to watch them get so excited and to be there for that. But when it's your grandson, just makes it that much more special.
For sure. Okay, my friend, thank you very much. And give that little guy a hug from all of us, and congratulations. And by the way, there's a really good-looking gal that hangs out with you, and she's kind of special. Would you give her a hug from Uncle Ray this morning when you see her?
Yeah, we'll do that. Nanette appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Billy. Have a great weekend, and congratulations again.
All right, thanks, Ray. Yeah. Take care.
Bye. Billy Yargas with Flambeau, boys and girls. I hope if you didn't write those names down on the calls or the decoy, I'll have those for you. I got to make a couple quick announcements before we go to break. The 25th annual St. Louis County Police Department has a memorial golf tournament, and that'll be Monday, May 8th, 2017, at the Country Club at St. Albans. This year, the Color Guard ceremony and roll call honoring the St. Louis County police officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice will occur prior to the 18-hole tee off and again prior to the dinner. St. Louis County Police Welfare Association Sergeant Brad Welding is your contact. He's at 636-458-9194. Or you can email him at bwelding@stlouiscounty.com. That's bwelding@stlouisco.com. And it's a great event, and you can donate, like I'm doing, some stuff for the silent auction to raise money. This is a great, great deal. I've got Ray Ray's Barbecue involved in this, and Z-Max, and going to help these guys out. It's a great event. And again, that's the 25th annual, and that's Monday, May 8th. And we're going to have them on the show probably next weekend. Also, Explore St. Louis with the Conservation Federation of Missouri, and that's going to be on April 29th, and we're going to get them back on and talk some more about that. Or you can contact Michael Wardlaw. We've had him on the show at mwardlaw@confedmo.org. Very easy. Join us, Kansas City Zoo, April 19, 2007. This is a great event, and if you haven't been able to do some of those, you need to do that. We got the Midwest Outdoors magazine here in the studio. I've got the Calling is Everything article in there, and also in the mail, don't want to leave out that the April-May issue of Outdoor Guide magazine is out as well. So there's plenty of reading to go around, plenty of good stuff, lots of good turkey stuff. This is a turkey show this weekend. We're having a great time talking turkeys, and best of luck again to all those kids out there. And Matt, how cool is that? You're going to call our guest, and he's already got a turkey with his grandson.
Know, that is incredible.
That's just awesome.
That is awesome.
That made for a great interview. And with that, boys and girls, we got lots of stuff, lots of show coming up. We got some turkey calling instruction. Wait till we go down to see Tony in Argentina. That's going to be so cool. And then Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame coming up. And we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.